Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Unveiled, and we have a very exciting, funny gas guest in studio today. I won't ruin the full intro because Steve did a beautiful one. Brace yourselves for that. And this, as always, is a Go Loud original podcast, and you can get us in your ears every Monday. And we also have our bonus episodes every Wednesday as well now, so you should check them out.
Now, I do know I say this about every guest, but I am particularly...
You're going to have to put a new line.
I'm not. I won't.
Special guest.
No, this girl actually is one of the many true loves of my life.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's a new... That is a new...
It is, and I have to say, and I need to shout out this girl before I introduce her. She stayed in Rome with me for a couple of days when Jamie was sick, and she's been by my side ever since. Oh. And I can't wait for you all to listen to her and to know her more, and I'm going to get you to introduce her. Get her to introduce herself. Because she's one of the most amazing girls ever.
You were going so good. You don't understand. You're the first guest that wasn't a special guest. Every time we get a guest, Neva would be like, this guest is a very special guest. So you actually are.
Well, I'm a true love of your life. Yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
You are one of them.
Likewise.
Oh, and we're holding hands, everyone.
You too. Oh, everyone.
Yeah.
This is so spiritual.
Where's the ayahuasca?
Well, people have heard your voice now, so who's this behind the mic?
The mystery gal. Reveal yourself.
Do you know what I was thinking of? Just to get straight into it. Do you remember the video from your wedding?
No.
When I screamed, I was like, oh, are they going to insert that clip?
By the way, it's Ashley Coke.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley Kyo, and I'm a fellow content creator alongside me for many, many years. I'm like a veteran slash dinosaur in the industry now.
How long are you doing it now, Ash?
Oh, like a good decade, I'd say.
Really?
10 years?
Well, it would be same with you, no? In and around?
Yeah, probably your right, fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Have yous always been quite close? Because like from me being Nee's friend, like yous have seemed to like started to bud to get really
close. Oh, for sure. Last, yeah, like, in the last year or two, definitely gotten a lot closer. We've always been good pals, like, but we only would have seen each other at like events and awards and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, we've definitely gotten a lot closer in the last couple of years.
I think we made a point. I think it was like the EP.
Yeah.
And I only stayed down for her. Like, I was catching a flight to Ibiza on the Monday, and I was like, but luckily I had packed.
Oh,
and I
God,
was,
yeah, I remember.
Do you remember that?
I went down to the forest.
Got her claws into her.
I did. I went down to the forest. What was on the girls when they do sing-along social? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When we did the catwalk with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. You were voting.
But anyway, I went down. You were in like a gimme golf hat, Crocs, oh, skirt, a jersey. I was like, oh, my God.
It was a Koopas t-shirt.
Jersey.
You were like a hillbilly. Is that
what she was?
The gif?
I have a photo.
The gif was the photo. Sorry.
Yeah.
The gif for everyone else is like, I think I've eaten like, I think I'm having a coffee.
Yeah.
And a bar, like a Dairy Milk chocolate bar. And I have chocolate all
you
over
like,
my teeth.
It's a hillbilly
like
moment.
Like I look like a little redhead.
It's true.
You did? No, you did.
Anyway.
A hillbilly.
I was devastated when I heard you were going home. And I was like, please, 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 no. You know when you get that like last wind on the last day and you're just like, oh my God, this is going to be the best day, because the Sunday always is and the weather was good. So I headlocked Neve and brought like got her back up to my tent and was like throwing my makeup at her. I was like, you need to probably do something with your face there.
Take those Birkenstocks off your feet.
I was like, yeah, so I was there doing the bits whatever, and then we had the best night ever.
Yeah, and I think from that point then, because we used to always see each other at, like you said, events and festivals and all the things, and we'd always say, we need to see each other.
Oh, we were devastated leaving each other. It was like she was going off to Australia.
Oh, like, it was like 2 a.m., even like the mother stage in the middle of the woods, and it was like she was sending me off to Australia. I was like,
and I was just looking at all our photos and videos drive on the way home, like, bam, I love her.
So ever since then, we made a true pact. And now we've all become friends. She's now going on your hen.
Yeah, we're very taken with Ashley. Yeah. I've mentioned her many times on the podcast. Get lost, Mary.
Get lost, Mary.
Watch out, world. That has to come.
I will put it out there and say she is up there one of the funniest people I know. Ashley,
I would too.
Thanks, guys.
Now, it's like no pressure to deliver a few funnies on the podcast.
No, come on. We'll see, a bit of pressure.
But like,
we should have had a little margarita before.
I know. Yeah, you know. We can always do it after.
Yeah, we will.
We can send some
on the podcast. Yeah. But come here, now, for people who don't know you at all, obviously we know you very well. Like, introduce yourself. How did you start getting into the influencing?
Yeah, because I actually don't know that.
So. And like, that's a question that people ask an awful lot because it is such a random kind of thing to get into. So for me, like, now you can actually go to college to do courses to get into it. And like, it's a real chosen career. Back then, there was no such thing as a blogger or whatever you want to call it. It was like a hobby because Instagram had just kind of come out at the time, really. So I was a stylist in Forever 21 at the time, and I'd just be posting pictures of my outfits all the time. They'd let me just wear the clothes and stuff. And I think it was the Irish Independent or something like that did an article saying top 10 girls to follow on Instagram. And I was in that top 10 for my style and my bushy eyebrows.
Oh, girl.
I remember them.
Yeah.
I followed you back then. I remember seeing you in Forever 21 and I followed you then.
Did you?
I used to love all your vintage clothes.
Yeah. I know. I'm back on that buzz now with the vintage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hooked. But yeah, so from then, because the eyebrows were sperms for many years and but just put down the tweezers, let them grow back because that was kind of awkward when they were. Little salmon DNA. And then anyway, from that, I was invited to go on Expose to be a judge on one of their things. And it just like naturally snowballed.
So you didn't like necessarily like seek it out? Or
No. Just... Like I loved posting. I would post absolute garbage. Like, I mean, everything. Like, and remember, like, those filters you used to put on where the edges were rounded and it was like all the different colors and all. If I got something in the post, like, you know, the way now, like, you might get a PR of, I don't know, whatever, like, that was going on my feed, like a nail varnish or whatever, you know, like, everything went on the grid. Yeah. And I used to get slagged by people, like, haters being like, they wouldn't name me, but I knew they were talking about maybe on Facebook on that other platform, being like, she'd fucking post a picture of herself having a shite, like, you know, like, oh man, and I'm like,
I would.
But
thanks for the inspiration.
But it kind of just naturally snowballed from there. And at the time as well, it was more so UK businesses that were jumping on to sending like product out to people online. So I was getting products from English businesses and then posting it, and then they were reposting my images. And then actually at one point I had a way more following in the UK than in Ireland, just because they were like resharing my stuff and I was getting UK followers and stuff. So that's kind of how it started. And then I just loved it. So it was just a hobby that turned into a career, which is the best thing.
That's
really
mad, like mad in a good way. Cause like normally that's what people would like seek out, like to try grow your Irish following enough to get noticed in the UK. But like you nearly flipped it.
Yeah. Mm. Now we're back to about 50-50. Or maybe a little bit more Irish, but like it's always just kind of between the two. Yeah.
So was that just you on your own for a while, or like did an agency come into the mix?
No, I was on my own for ages because there was no such thing as an agency. Like it was such a new thing. Like all the agencies, the first kind of agency would have been like the Andrea Roach agency because she was a modeling agency. Mm-hmm. And I got signed first, I was about 7 years ago maybe, myself and my two sisters got signed. And then we were with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Go, who out of the sisters did it first? You.
Me.
Yeah.
Me. Me. Ashley Kyo. The middle child.
Are you the oldest?
Middle.
Okay.
And do you know what?
Serious middle child energy.
Yeah, I do. And anytime I'm with Emma, someone always goes, who's older? And Emma goes, you think? And I'm like, Gina's 4 years. 4 years.
So were they inspired by you, Emma and Claudia?
I think they, don't know if they took inspiration from me or they just kind of enjoyed doing what I was doing as well. And then it just kind of naturally happened for them as well. And yeah, I've like always worked alongside doing it. I took like a little sabbatical from work for a while, but then I actually realised I missed going in, like having a routine, getting up, and I'm such a people person that I love chatting to my clients and just like I know all their whole life story and like that kind of, it's just nice to have that structure to the week. So I'm
that's
loving being back
you
and work.
Just routine.
Yeah, because it's kind of lonely as well. Like, and it's hard to motivate yourself.
It is.
To be getting up and doing content, you know?
Yeah.
Back on your sisters now, would you ever be competitive with things or are you all? I feel like you're all
no,
a great
never.
Relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Never. Like we're each other's biggest cheerleaders, if that makes sense. And it's so lovely when we get to do things together. Like, we've done a couple of
lovely,
like,
stuff.
Yeah, we've done like a dresses.ie collaboration years ago.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Like, we were on Dublin Bus and all. I was like, oh my God. And then, like, we did like a cover of a magazine and like things like that. And it's just really nice because I know we'll look back on that in years to come and be like, look what we did. Yeah,
like,
so cool.
So I don't know. But I think you're all different in your own right.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, particularly, maybe you and Claudine might straddle a little bit of a similar lane sometimes, but I know like Emma has her kind of the wellness space, but like, would you dip into that at all?
Oh yeah, big time. But I don't really post about it online.
Yeah.
You're mad for the woo-woo like me.
I'm a little zen.
Yeah.
But I don't really post about it much online. Like, the odd time, like if I'm reading like a certain book or whatever, or if I go get Reiki. But Emma, it's kind of part of her brand because she's done like college courses in like neuroscience and like meditation and breath work and all that kind of stuff. So that's her business as well. But we definitely, myself and Emma, we more like alike in that kind of sense. Okay. Claude wouldn't be into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we're all like in ways, but we're all very different. And then like me and Emma would be like each other, and then Claude and I would be like each other. It's kind of
So
we're same but different.
Where did you just get into that, like the wellness space then? Like, or, well, I don't know, is it even called wellness space? Like, more just like holistic, whatever.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, either or. But for me and for Emma as well. Do you remember the book, The Secret?
Yeah.
That's where it all kind of kicked off for, I think, most people that are like my age. I think Emma introduced me to that book. And when I read that, I remember reading it for the first time and I couldn't really grasp what I was reading. Do you know when you read something and you're like, it's not really making sense to me? Like, and then I think I put it down and I went back to it when I felt drawn to it. And when I read it, I was like, oh, this is just like going in. Like I already knew it. Like, so I was obviously ready to understand it. And then from then, I just kind of, start being a bit more like mindful and try being in the present moment and like looking into things like breath work and even things that would even lead to me going to therapy and stuff. So I think it's down to the L Secret. Yeah. If you're ever looking for a little introduction into that kind of realm, it's a nice little easy introduction, I think.
I tried to watch
the movie. No,
Netflix.
So did I.
It felt like a Scientology.
I was gonna say
thing.
Yeah, no, it's not great. And it's like ancient as well, isn't it?
it's gas.
Yeah, like, it is. Yeah. So don't watch the Netflix. Read the book.
Yeah. So The Secret's kind of like manifestation, isn't it? Like, so would you bring that into your daily life then? Like,
yeah, definitely. Like, I'm sure you're both familiar with it as well. Like, if you think of something and you really want it, like, it'll come into your life. Like, I can't think of a specific example, even like down to the smallest things of someone texting you or something, you know, like, but no, definitely. I mean, I would do my vision boards and like go onto Pinterest and like kind of see like what I want my year to look like. And I'd write my goals down in the new year and I'll have like a travel goals, a health goals, then a work goals. I love making a list if you.
Yeah. And I've seen in your room, I came over for a sleepover. And she had her vision board and on her
I wall. Did. And someone was like, where'd you print that off? I was like, no. We did arts and crafts and we did the whole like cutting everything out and like sticking it down and doing the whole collage.
You're really creative though in that.
I am. I probably need to delve into that a bit more. You know, the way like it's such an excuse, but life gets in the way and it's kind of hard to find time to just sit down because
do
it
things.
Just gets.
Or like to have an adult on your hobby, phone. Like you're. Yeah. You just. Unless you like really commit yourself to it, you're not really going to do it.
And the phone is the devil. Like, you know, you just doom scrolling when I could be painting a picture.
TikTok, copy and paste.
I just don't think I'm ever going to break this spell.
Of TikTok?
Of doom scrolling.
I cannot.
Stop, I'm sorry.
Well,
stop.
What I do is like, I'll try read for like the last hour in bed even. So I'll always have like a book on my nightstand. Sometimes it just be just eyeballing me like, read me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm scrolling. But then other times I'm like, no, just do it.
I feel... Now that that's an added pressure on me that I'm like, okay, I need to stop going on my phone at night in bed. I need to be reading. And it's like this extra thing of like, you should be doing more. And I'm like,
I know.
Life is so it hard. Is
ask Ness, what book is she reading at the moment?
Oh,
go on.
No. I made a mistake of saying I was reading a Maeve Binchy book one time. And
what is it you're reading?
I don't know. Things under
Roald Dahl.
It was Maeve Binchy.
It is
Maeve Binchy. And she's... I think she made it up one day and
it's in my room. Okay, my mom gave it to me. And it's like as old as the Book of Kells. I actually take a picture of it.
Taken out of the library many years ago and just never returned.
Yeah, I can't go back to that library.
But when you mentioned The Secret there, is there any like kind of self-help books that you'd recommend?
Oh, I'd have to go home and look at my Booked Out, or The Four Agreements is a good one.
Oh yeah.
And that's like an easy one as well.
I haven't read that one yet.
Because it's not like super long and the writing's big and there's pictures for you, Nessa.
Perfect.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Or A New Earth is another one, but that's very philosophical. Like, I don't even think I've finished that. I think I've tried to read it a few times. It's only small, like, but Oprah is mad for it. Like, it's
She's mad for everything.
Yeah, I know.
She is. Co-signs everything.
But that's, it's a bit more deep. So yeah. The Four Agreements is actually really nice.
You know, one I've opened up again, because I feel like I've gotten into like kind of not bad habits, but like just not, I've Atomic Habits.
I have that book. I'm kind of a serial book buyer and just kind of like leave it on the shelf and like, I'll read that, or like I'll start a chapter, because I do love like my novels and my thrillers, and sometimes you have to be in a real headspace to read those kind of books.
I know.
You know that way?
It nearly feels like studying or something sometimes.
Yeah, it's homework. Well, it kind of is. Like, yeah. You're it's working on yourself. Like, yeah, it is. Or it can be tough, like, because some of them even like will have journal prompts, like you have to write in it, and it can be a bit heavy. Or you just want like a little story, like before you go to bed.
Do you think, like, because Nuva, I know you've spoken about this a lot as well, like when your work is online, I know you have like your kind of 9-to-5 sort of a job as well, but like when your work is online, do you feel like you have to make more of an effort to like get off the online world when you want to switch off?
Yeah, definitely. Like, although like I am online, and you'd be similar, Niamh, like I still have a private life, and like I am quite private in a way. Like, I don't like really come on and share like the real ins and outs of everything going on behind the scenes, if that makes sense. And I kind of like keeping a little bit of that to myself, you know.
Have you always been like that?
More so, yeah. But like, I think the older I've gotten, like I've gotten a bit more like
protective.
Yeah, just pull back a little bit, you know, because I do feel like the more you put yourself out there, the more susceptible you are. Like, the more you're opening yourself up to people, like, thinking they can say what they want or whatever, you know, that way. Yeah. So
do you find you'd get much of that on?
Luckily, no.
Okay, that's
like genuinely, like very rarely. Maybe like the odd random little weird comment or like sexual comment or something.
Yeah.
And thankfully there's a block or a delete button now.
Yeah.
But no, I'm lucky enough that I don't. And I think that's because I don't share like a lot of my personal kind of life or opinions, do you know that way? Yeah, like I'm just beauty, fashion, like, so
you
there's not much you can really give out about then, do you know?
Yeah, because sometimes people will give so much and
when you're ripped apart then.
Well, and then when they try to put a boundary up then of, I don't want to share this anymore, which they're so entitled to do, people are like,
well, you're
like,
online.
Like, well, you told us this.
No obligation. Like, we all have our own lives as well. Like, and it is just social media at the end of the day. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely felt like that going through. Like, I used to share so much before, and then when I was going through the legal stuff,
not worth it.
But then, like, people would be on
you. You need to protect your own space.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
And I think now I've even learned, like, even I remember we were in Rome and stuff, and Jamie, like, was in hospital. Yeah. There was nothing I could do. I wasn't even allowed in at one point. And I had someone message me, like, you should be at, like, your husband's bedside. I'm like, you have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But people just feel entitled, because I obviously had posted that he was in hospital.
Yeah.
But that was me opening up that door. Even
you have
if she's
to be,
right, but like, that's what you...
Like, you have to be in a mind frame where like you're strong enough to go, right, if I do get a comment like that, I can just brush it off.
Yeah.
And like kind of have a bit of a thick skin. But then there's some days like you don't have a thick skin because like whatever reason, like you're going through something and a little comment can just throw you over the edge, you know? So think before you type, people.
Yeah, hello.
You know? And would you say what would be the worst part of like our jobs for you?
Probably that, like, you know, if you are going through something, like you might have people prying or just kind of like comments that you don't want to get. But like for me, I don't really have much of a negative kind of side to it, you know, because you can make it your own. Like, you can do like Instagram or social media any way you want, and the way I'm doing it now, I'm happy with it, and I don't have really much negative things to say about it, you know.
Yeah. And I know, like, to be announced that you're single now.
Yeah.
But I know you were nervous about posting that, and I know that was...
Yeah, because I was trying to just protect myself. Self. And like, because I'm still going through healing, and like, fair enough, there is people who like to come on and share that kind of thing online, and they'll go through the whole what went down, and that's just not me.
That isn't you to your core anyway.
No.
Yeah.
So I kind of just obviously gave myself a couple of months without... doing or saying anything, like kept my ring on for a while, because that was even something online like you kind of have to think about.
I know.
And then when I felt like the time was right, and it was like New Year's was kind of fresh, like there's no time like turning over a new leaf, then like a fresh year, you know. So it just felt like the right time. And it was just very subtly done, like just because I moved into a new apartment. So there was no like big announcement or whatever. And then that meant I think I only got one message or maybe two DMs, and they weren't like really negative or anything. It was just like, oh, like, I hope you're okay. And there was no big thing.
Falling.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. Mm. So it'd be like done. A PR.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, you navigate that so well.
It's almost like you let the dust settle out. Like,
yeah,
just,
I did. Yeah.
Do you know?
Then I wait until I was ready, do you know?
And talk to me about these new beginnings, because you're in a new place.
I know. I'm in a new apartment, which I love. And I'm living with one of my besties, which I also love. So we're like two little wives.
We make little
dinners. Single wives.
So I'm living in a gorgeous location, gorgeous apartment. I manifested. Sorry. Back to the manifestation.
Yeah.
As we were talking about this earlier, like, we won't even get into the current like housing crisis, but like trying to find somewhere to live was very tough. So I was in my current accommodation for like 2 months. I was there, and like, I was obviously looking online, which was just like soul destroying. I went to visit one place, and it was like a little prefab out in a garden. Spit your water. It was like an actual, I'd say about the same size as this studio, and it was like 2,200. And when I mean, you couldn't walk into the bedroom, like bed was jutting out, like there was no door. I was just, anyway, we won't get into it. So I was like, oh my God, it's right. There's only one way I'm going to find like somewhere, and it's going to be by praying every night, and like just to like my guides and my nana in particular. And then just in general, like to the universe, I was like saying that I wanted somewhere for the perfect price I could afford, an amazing location, like the perfect housemate. And I was being patient with it, and I was fully believing that I was going to get it. I was envisioning myself there, you know, and I was like, there's no other way. Like, I'm going to have like somewhere gorgeous. And I knew I'd kind of get it through like knowing someone, because like daft is a joke, do you know that way?
Yeah.
So it's daft. So I was saying my little prayers every night, and then it fell on my lap, like tick every single box, you know, and I got it. And that was, I fully believe, like I manifested that. I was visualizing where I was going to have it, and like I got it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm loving the new location. 5 minutes from the Storyteller. I know.
My favourite pub.
I don't know if you've heard of the Storyteller, and we've never mentioned it.
So yeah, I'm loving the new space, and I'm really feeling settled in now, because I'm there since December. I took it on my own for a month just to get myself settled, and then my pa moved in New Year's Eve. So like, I'm there 3 months already.
I know.
Yeah.
That makes like your new beginnings, I suppose, more exciting. You know what I mean? When it's like, okay, this is different, but like it feels good.
Yeah, I feel good when I walk in the door. I feel like this is my
nice energy.
This is my space, and like it's just lovely. There's like a really nice vibe, and like made sure I saged the whole place and everything. Yeah. We still need to light a fire, Niamh. I have a fireplace. I still have a little fire.
Up to where said I'm going to light the fire.
Yeah. God, you're so lucky.
I know.
Like, you deserve it and everything. But like,
yeah. But Ash, I know, like, to be real, we both got engaged the same year, and we both had similar plans.
Yeah.
And I'd love to know, like, obviously all your plans that you had in your mind drastically changed. And I know you're so strong. Like, how did you, for anyone listening, like, how did you learn how to cope? Because like, change like that can be really scary.
Yeah.
And I know it was scary for you, and I know you have your moments where you're still scared and up the walls, but how do you like cope?
Having like a really good support system is like the first and foremost thing. Like, I have amazing friends, amazing family, and I was glad that I was back into working in my old job again for structure to my week. Just focusing on myself. It's such a cliche, like, but there's no other way but like, I was gung-ho on focusing on work and like just on my well-being and like looking after myself. Went straight back into therapy, and I think like before myself and Chris finished, like I kind of like internally was just not there for the last few months, so I kind of had done like a bit of the legwork in the healing and like kind of separating away like anyway, so then it wasn't like such a big shock then when it happened. But focus on myself and keeping all my girls close, you know.
Because you did it in like, I think you went the real healthy route, you know. Sometimes people can go like a self-destruct button as well.
But I did have a mad like December, like, you know.
Everybody has.
Yeah, but that's the month. Yeah. Like, I was,
like,
of course, I was
really respectful. I felt like how you handled everything was just like a lady. Like, everything was just so.
Yeah, because I'm not one to go around bashing anyone like at all. Like, you know, that's just not my style. It's not who I am.
Yeah.
So I just did it in my own way, and just like it privately, and
of course
yeah
sometimes and when you let go of certain relationships, like new ones come into your life, even in like a platonic way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And that like gets you through
definitely
the times of loneliness, because you know,
and like my housemate is one of my best pals, Sinead. Shout out to Sinead.
We love you, Sinead.
She was like, I'm wishing you could look on the pod. I don't know if you wish people could look on the pod, but I was like, I'll need it.
Thanks, babe.
Come here. Now that, like, I mean, I know that you've no interest in men at the moment. By the way, no. Come knocking. She might let you in.
No,
I'm joking.
No.
I know you're taking, I'm so proud of you just being so responsible. I know I've asked you a couple of times, like, oh, what you think? And you're like, no, we're just
Spend and work on honestly, myself. Yeah. And like, it really is, as I said, such a big cliche, but I just have no interest because I just really want to make this year about me for once, because it was always about me putting another person before me.
Yeah.
And I'm like not doing that like for the next while anyways.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to just be selfish and just literally it's going to be me this year. And like, I'm not really interested. Obviously, like, what, like, if it happens, it happens. I'll know when I'm ready. But at this moment in time, I'm just happy enough to be working and just working on myself as well.
And if it does happen,
he's like, mate, on
speed dial. I want to see. I'm really interested to know, like, will you be open with that relationship online again?
I don't know. Depends who it is. Like, what if I was dating someone who's online as well? Or, do you know, like, no, I don't know. Like, I know my sister started dating again. She was like, I'm never putting my partner online again. And she didn't.
I can see that fear.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't post Jamie for like a year or so.
You'll see an odd, like, hairy knuckle out for dinner.
That's just me.
You know that way? Yeah.
My hair.
But, or, you know, like a little watch or something. Like,
you're
like,
hoof.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue because I don't know what the future holds. You know that way?
Yeah.
I won't know until like that kind of time comes, you know?
Just laugh. So, you're gonna need having a hoof.
Trotters.
And like, have you thought about dating apps or anything like that?
No.
she doesn't want to date anyone.
No. Sorry, no, I don't know. I wouldn't be into like Tinder or like Bumble or anything like that. No. I just think I'll meet someone like
On that Raya.
I'm a social butterfly. I'll go on Raya. I think you need to be nominated for that, do you?
I'll nominate you.
Yeah.
No, I need to be on it.
Yeah. Yes, girl, you're married.
I'll nominate.
You're blue ticked as well, you're grand.
Oh, we'll see.
Put that blue tick to work.
Verified queen.
Yeah. So you said this year is all about you.
Woo!
And like pouring yourself into work and everything. Do you have any exciting?
I do have a very exciting collaboration coming out. So I did the photo shoot last week and I just got all the images and they're fab. So it's really exciting. It was like the week before Christmas. Obviously, Christmas was a shit time for me because it was my first one single in over a decade. Yeah. And I was just obviously in my feelings, but I got really good news about a collaboration, like a job that was coming up in the new year. And I was like, oh, this is just the best way to kick off the new year. And it was just like a really good omen it's going to be a good year for me. So I can't obviously say what it is, which is so annoying when people do that. But by Friday, check it out.
Over to her Instagram.
Yeah, you'll see it. So
I'm really excited.
Yeah, and it's like nerve-wracking as well. But it's just such a great opportunity. And I'm like, very grateful, because when I got the news I was like, oh, crying happy tears for once. Like,
we cried in mass and then I brought you to Melbourne for
she did pay. Yeah, and then I ended up out till all hours and you went home.
You kept that quiet.
I went home remember we went over to Danny's for a drink.
Oh yeah, and
then I left I'm out of here. Yeah.
Was that like a vision board?
Yeah, actually it was, and I hadn't, like, obviously I got the news about it in December, but it was going to be a goal for the new year.
Yeah.
So I can tick that off already.
God, you need to give us your vision board, like, ritual.
No, it honestly looks like it was created on Moonpig. Like, it's so good.
Moonpig
sponsor our pod.
I mentioned
them. But any other goals for this year? Any, like,
I'm like, where's my journal? I should know my goals.
Are you going on any?
I want to travel. Yeah, I want to travel as much as possible, obviously. So I've got my most exciting trip is Ibiza, which it's not till September.
It could be Glastonbury.
Oh, well, that's going to be very exciting as well. But I haven't been to Ibiza with all the girls.
Oh, yeah, ever. Sorry.
So it's my friend's birthday.
Is, like, the best time to go.
Yeah, so it's miles away. But like, when I booked your wedding, you gave me the invite in January, and it booked in January, and I was like, oh, 11 months to wait, and then I blinked and it was there. It'll come around quick enough, and then Glastonbury, fingers crossed. And what about you?
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Yeah. Like, lots of festivals, and then I'm just honestly want to, like, I'm going to be a yes girl this year.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I just want to follow the breadcrumbs and like take every opportunity, you know, like
our little truffle pig over.
You know what I mean? Like just any opportunity that like comes away, I'm gonna be like, yes, 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 yes. Even if it makes me feel uncomfortable, like even coming on here, yeah. No offense, guys. I was like, this is so out of my comfort zone.
It is, and I'm so proud of you. But even like you getting your like walking everywhere, you hated the gym.
I did Pilates this week, girl.
Honestly,
this what's girl, going on?
She's a new woman.
Yeah,
I am. The gym and all in the mornings.
Actually.
Three times this year.
Slay, girl.
I went to my first Pilates class.
How did that go?
And then I went on the treadmill after. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Well, yeah.
No, I know. I'm just trying to obviously like change my routine and stuff as well. Because I do love being a little slot like a lot of the time. I just love being horizontal with my little salt lap in the corner. Every cuddle has its own story.
That's your Real Housewife tagline.
I know.
It has to be.
That's just the type of girl I am. I get philosophical about cuddle on night out, you know.
This came from my hand, by the way, and she had everyone in the palm of her hand.
We were
it wasn't my hand, it was Ashley's hand. And she had everyone in the palm.
You actually messaged me the week before we were going on the hen.
Oh, can I go with the bus to you?
She was like, hey, will you let me know how you're getting down to Neve's hen? And I'll go with you because like, I don't really know anyone. I was like, yeah, we're all getting the bus.
And
we weren't even on the M50. Okay, we weren't even on the M50. She's like, Mama, the whole bus out the front.
I've just realised now I need to put a video together of you and your voice. You at my hen, you at.
Where else was
you on the bus to my hen, you on the at my hen party, and then you at my wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
The fuck?
Amazing.
Up, we're going to Jamie's wedding. Yeah, on night three we were at Bingo Loco and I lost the actual plot. Like I lost the will to live because Jamie was after coming down and I was like, yeah.
No, but I wish we could play it. It's like from her chest into her throat, like everything is just vibrating.
It was guttural.
And it's like,
it was visceral. Like,
do you not remember at your hen on the first night when you came, you got brought in and Billy Benzari was DJing and you... You were like, I'm here. And everyone's like, James Cavanaugh goes,
she's like, oh.
And I've watched it a million times. I was like, yeah.
We leave here, we're going to go to Caribou and have a glass of wine and just like
watch
videos.
All your screams.
So what I'm going to do for everyone so they know what we're talking about, I'm going to clip these into like little clips and put them together so when the episode comes out, girls, so when you're listening, I'm going to post this video.
And
it's going to be like, what's it called? A reel of your just...
A carousel.
A carousel of your voice. Yes. Very funny.
So we do this segment every week.
Okay.
And you obviously listen to the podcast. You know, there's somebody joking. So we do a podcast, a topic every week called Chronically Offline. Mm-hmm. And it's basically for anybody who's offline, we fill them in on mad shit we've seen on the internet.
Okay, lovely.
So this week, have you heard of your one Bonnie Blue? We spoke...
I have.
And Lily Phillips.
Is she preggo now?
Apparently. Now, this for anyone who doesn't know... Correct me if I'm wrong, but she slept with 1,000 men.
Over, it was 1,056.
In 24 hours.
And it was actually in 12.
Oh yeah. My God.
What? Where are you getting your fat checks?
TikTok.
Yeah. Water tight. Well. The producer was just like, she's right. And apparently it was 2 minutes ago. Because I was like, there's not enough hours in the day. Like, how would that even happen?
But like, surely some people can't climax in 2 minutes, or maybe they can.
They weren't all climaxing. Or maybe they were. I don't know.
Well, maybe they are because two of them are supposed to be pregnant.
Oh, the two of them are pregnant. I know Lily Phillips said she's pregnant, but imagine like a million paternity tests.
But like her bump was so big.
I know.
Did that? I feel like it's a joke.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you think she is pregnant?
Yeah, because you ever see like when people like are pregnant for the first few months, they can hide it so well, and then all of a sudden you have a pizza one night and like you just pop it out. Like you can like. Hide it or you can show it. I don't know. I haven't seen pictures of her in her underwear for the, you know, like.
I think it's another fucking AI that I hate.
Oh, well, maybe, yeah, but
she,
I wouldn't be surprised though.
Yeah,
her,
well, like, hello, she slept with 1,000 men or over 1,000 men, like, very
likely have been pregnant before it, like,
but everybody, it's like so standard, everyone is like giving her shit naturally, but like. Mm. It takes two to tango.
Oh, yeah, like disgusting. If you're one of those guys.
Yeah. Apparently there was like father and son.
Yeah, I heard that. It's just wild.
That is like some Freudian shit.
Yeah,
that
wild.
It's disgusting. Sick. Yeah. I support sex workers and for sure, but this is just kind of, it was just the fact that she was targeting her content for teens, like
yeah.
people who were just barely legal, and yeah. she was saying and that word barely thing. Legal and yeah. stuff. So like those could be like a lot of virgins, or they don't know, like, you know, they think like that's what sex is and stuff. So I think that kind of side of it was a bit like sinister, you know?
Yeah. Apparently, she goes, in just 8 months' time, I'm so excited to do the world's biggest live stream of a birth.
Okay, lovely.
Bonnie said.
So her and all the dads.
All like, the what the hell? Dads.
Yeah.
But like, whatever. If
they'd have to rent out the Tree Arena or something.
Like, if she's pregnant, congrats. Can't wait to the baby shower and gender reveal. Like, oh, yeah. well. But like, I just feel like they're those type of people that, like, it just doesn't seem real. It just, do you know what I mean?
There's like an angle with it.
Yeah. And I feel like there's always been an angle with them and what they do and how they position things.
Money, like, she's
like the barely legal pushing that. Like, that's so controversy. What they do. Like,
well, she's being controversial for a reason, because that's what's getting the clickbait and that's what's getting her the money. Money,
like, I know, and I feel like this is just another thing that's going to add to
I haven't had a real opinion on it, because I'm like, oh, whatever. It's not my life. I'm like, I'm kind of like that.
I kind of feel that way too, and I can't help but notice that everyone's just appalled at her.
Oh, I know.
With the pregnancy thing.
No, just
or
general.
Even sleeping with all the men. It's like,
no, I'm appalled by her, by the barely legal stuff. I feel like that she peddled that I thought it was awful.
She was kicked out of like Oz and Fiji. A few places revoked her visas and stuff and booted her out. You were like, no.
Like, whatever, being a sex worker.
But why though?
They just the barely legal part. Like, it's just
they don't.
I think just like there was an outrage of like people as well saying like we don't want them here. Like, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like even though like people say it's a more like free liberated world now and everything, like everybody always just comes back and slut shames the
woman. It's ingrained in people. Like,
yes. Yeah. And you can pretend and you can dress it up that like it's people are sex positive and like whatever, pro sex workers, but like there's that judgmental shame always comes out so quick.
Definitely,
So like I hate that. And I
same.
There's never a mention of the 1,000 men
that are queuing up.
So I'm just very aware of that.
And the dad, the father and sons, like awful. Like honestly,
it's just
gross on them.
Bonkers.
But yeah, I don't know. And like CAI,
it's shame on all of them. Do you know, like every single one of them, like what he's doing.
No.
Like her, if they are pregnant, like their children are going to see all that. Like, do you know?
I know, crazy.
I don't know. But anyway, can I just have a moment about AI for a second?
Oh, go on.
I am being targeted by...
I am by AI.
Oh, and I'm being targeted by these lovely places that are not real, like these hotel boats, and they're going down the river and the Amazon and all. And I'm like thinking it's real, and they're like, "This is so fake."
Sorry, did you? I will say a good AI video. You see the one where it's like if you were a pharaoh princess back in Egyptian times. Her hands, and it's the POV.
I am strung out.
Strung out on them ones.
I've had the plague.
The Roman ones.
I've been on
Pompeii.
I'm getting all.
No, I don't like the plague.
No, I got the plague. I got the famine.
Oh no! I'm in Egypt as a pharaoh. Yeah, and you're in the plague.
I know. Jenny Claffey and me send them to each other all the time. She's living large.
Oh, I'm living life. I'm like a pharaoh.
I think I'm engaging
princess.
With all the sick ones.
Okay, but you know what? I actually got my fortune teller a few weeks ago, and he told me I was a pharaoh male king or whatever. Anyway, he said I was a high priestess or something like that. Anyways, in like
Egyptian
times. Yeah.
Where did you get your fortune?
I went to Joe Goff.
I went to him.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so good.
He also said I had a past life in Italy, and I believe that.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
He told me I was going to be a bridezilla. And he goes, just get married abroad, will you? You're going to be a bridezilla.
He told me when I do get pregnant, I'm going to be the size of a house. I was like, you probably could have left that bit out. So do you know what I mean? Like, do you know, that's just like a bit rude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really, really good.
He's mad. Yeah. But it was good. Yeah.
I asked him, could I record it for my, and he was like,
they never let you do, but I've got a good memory. So the minute I got out, I got into my,
I went over for a sleepover. She was like, well,
I had a whole memoir written.
She had a whole journal. Eight pages, easy.
Maybe more.
Written. Back to back.
Of all bullet points.
You got 8 pages.
Oh, maybe more, yeah.
Actually, probably 16, like, because back to back.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got like 5 bullet points. I was like, bridezilla.
Oh, I'm like,
oh, fuck.
And now, guys, I'm sorry, but we need to revoke that word, because since getting engaged and planning a wedding, a bridezilla is just a woman that's been pushed to the brink.
No.
Okay? It's a villain origin story.
No.
It is.
It's not.
It's a bridezilla.
It's not, Nessa. You have a choice at the end of the day. Bridezillas like can be mean and fussy and demanding and
no,
rude.
We're pushed to the brink, guys.
So
no, we're brinkzilla. Okay.
No. Bridezillas, there's difference. There's brides that are like overwhelmed by everything.
I just picture Godzilla in a bride dress.
And then there's bridezillas that are like pointing fingers. Yeah. And, yeah, no. I pull it now.
You're not a bridezilla,
no,
are you?
No,
I'm
no.
Bridezilla.
Yeah.
No, but you're in the normal, natural stages of where you are
right now.
It's obviously
stressful, but you have to.
The dollar signs are coming in. We're like,
read the secret.
I know.
And try, like, try enjoy it. Because when it's all done and over, not that I'm planning a wedding anytime soon, but like when it is all done and over, like, you're not going to have a second shot at planning something. So try, like, relishing it.
No, I know. I was saying, I said that to Niamh earlier. I was like, I need to try and enjoy the process because it's meant to be enjoyable. Do you know what I mean?
But some parents aren't.
Some parents aren't. Yeah. Like, that's true. But yeah, try enjoy as much as you can. That's obviously harder.
Yeah.
Or easier said than done.
Yeah, I must go back to Joe Goff and be like, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Take it back.
Sorry, he said about me.
I went to him the morning we did our pilot.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, I booked it on the same day, but like not by chance or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I do this pilot?
Did you?
Yeah, are you joking? Yeah, like.
And what did he say?
Big life decision.
He's like, he's like very strange for you because he's like, you're not that kind of person. He's like, you're a little bit shy or something. I was like, I will put myself out there. And he's like, very strange, but you will enjoy it. And I was like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah.
Then I went and met you and had a margarita. And
it's always a margarita, isn't it?
I know.
The root of everything.
Yeah.
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 Let's go get one.
Yeah, no, we are.
Okay, so we're going to finish up and go get margaritas.
Actually, you have been a special guest.
Oh, more than special.
Are true.
I want to come back again and I was nervous coming in.
No, we've loved having you on and I'm definitely going to get into my shishi woo woo because it's obviously land for you.
You're into shishi woo woo. You just put up a little
I dip my toe in. I can't full them.
The toe,
I wouldn't charge
the toe that has a toenail.
Yeah, my one.
I'll send you some like little hertz kind of frequencies that you can listen to. Like, say if I'm reading at night, I just stick on like the frequency for like positive vibes or like love or lucky and it's just like in the background, but like your subconscious is like being reprogrammed when you're listening to that, even if you're like doing something else, another task. So I just always have that.
Actually, you should post this online.
I know, I should post a lot more online.
We need to call you out. Where would people find you?
Oh yeah, Ashley Keo 09.
Secret.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for you for this year. You've been an absolute pleasure. You're just the best in the world. Deserve the best. And everyone, this Friday,
tune in.
Is it the 28th?
The 28th, yeah.
Oh God, what a goal. It's like a leap year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
it.
Woo, woo. So Friday, everyone will have access to the page. I'll be sharing it. We'll all be sharing it. Unveiled for sharing it. Yeah. We're all going to be sharing it for the world and everyone buy it. That's all I'll say.
Thanks so much for having me, girls. It's a pleasure.
Let's get a mark.
Woo, woo, woo.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.